I didn't watch it last night, but apparently this Floyd Landis dude, you know, the Tour de France guy, was on Leno last night.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh.
Was that surprising to you?
Kind of.
Why?
Didn't he test positive for too much testosterone?
Twice?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then he's on there to clear his name.
Oh.
Like saying, well, maybe he took something without knowing. Also, he... You know, you give the sample, and then you don't know where it goes after that. After you give them the sample, once it leaves your hands, you're like...
could drop it in a vat of testosterone?
I guess so.
Hmm.
Whoops!
Not again.
Right into the testosterone vat. Oh, no. So, what do you think about the whole deal? You think he's guilty of sin, or...?
I don't care. It's cycling. I mean, I hope he's innocent.
Otherwise, you'll be totally disenfranchised with cycling.
Yeah.
This
is the last straw.
Your childhood love.
I'm burning my huffy.
Well, you don't care about... I mean, Lance Armstrong made a big deal. I agree. I mean, cycling isn't huge in this country as far as a competitive sport. But still, you know, there's that whole Lance Armstrong thing. People thought that was a good story. I thought this dude was a good story because he has Bo Jackson hip, yet he still won the Tour de France.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't care? What?
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, let me find out about the World Series of Poker then. I'm going to give you an update on that?
No.
Why, is it over or something?
I'm all up to speed on it. Don't worry.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whatever. Stooks in the morning, what's up?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I heard you talking about the Floyd Landis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you think?
Actually, I have a theory of my own as to why he tested that. Too much testosterone on his test.
Okay, what's that?
Well, we've heard the arguments that maybe it was a cortisone shot that he gave himself for his hip. Maybe it was a shot of Jack Daniels he took or other alcohol. That maybe his high metabolism was to blame for it. But I have a much better theory that I wanted to share with you this morning, if you just allow.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well... are you familiar with Lance Armstrong having only one testicle?
Yeah.
Well, you see, obviously they had the tests ready for Lance Armstrong, so the tests were set for Lance Armstrong. Now, as far as I'm aware, this Floyd Landis character has double the testes of Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, so what's your point?
Double the testes... double the testosterone. So if there was a test for Lance Armstrong that was tailor-made for Lance Armstrong, and then somehow they accidentally gave Floyd Landis the wrong test, you following?
So far, I guess.
If you give Floyd Landis a test for this, then it shows up extra testosterone because it's only expecting one testy to influence.
I don't know. That doesn't sound right. I mean... couldn't you say the same thing, like, if a woman is pregnant with twins, and then she takes a pregnancy test, like, the test would show up double the color or something, you know?
No, I think you're not understanding, because the normal test is designed for someone who is fully endowed, but then there's a specialized test for Lance Armstrong that takes into account that he is only half endowed.
No, I don't think that's true, man. I don't think that has anything to do with anything.
Excuse me?
Doesn't make very much sense.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, if one of you would just allow me to remove one of your testes and then do...
Nope, don't think so.